This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And speaking of Wendy's, did you know if you take your child, your son, your daughter, in their jersey, right, after a game or after a practice, and you go to Wendy's, drive through or go inside Wendy's, they get a free Frosty? Did you know that? It is true. And they do it year round. It's not every couple week thing. They do it year round. They have stickers right there in the drive through window that I swear to God some of y'all don't read. All you have to do is go over there. So, like, for instance, my sales guy, he's got baseball players, soccer players, all this stuff. Hey, you take your kid over there after a baseball practice or after a baseball game or after a soccer game or a football game or whatever, you get a small Frosty. As I said before, you use that to help you be a better parent. And you're probably like, Sparky, what are you talking about? You ask your kid to clean their room, and you get right back talking. I don't want to clean my room. My room's fine. Right. But if you go get them a Frosty, and then you ask them to clean their room, what are they going to say? I don't want to clean my room. I just got you a Frosty. Okay, Dad. And then there they go. You use the Frosty to get what you want, and Wendy's is helping you become a better parent by offering you a free Frosty for your child by simply showing up in their jersey or whatever they're wearing for their sport. It's a no-brainer. So, again, you can take care of that right away this weekend if your kid is playing a sport and go over there and do that. Joining me now to talk about the Packers and Cardinals, we eye up the enemy with a guy that I've known for many years. He is Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports, heard nationwide, Andy Dorf. How can people listen to your show?
Sirius XM Radio, my friend, and then obviously on TuneIn. They can get it at sportsbyline.com. Plenty of outlets for people to check me out. But hey, I just want to interject, man. Who doesn't love the Wendy's Frosty, my friend? Come on, bro. Like, dude, I line up every single time. They do put that thing on 99-cent specials. The Dorf man is at the freaking window going to get that stuff. So, dude, who doesn't love a Frosty from Wendy's, man?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Thank you, Andy Dorf. I appreciate it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this game coming up, Packers and Cardinals. Obviously, you have your ties to the Green Bay Packers from being a Wisconsinite yourself, living down there in Arizona now for quite some time. But you got feet on the ground. You're sitting there. You follow everything going on with the Arizona Cardinals. Thoughts on the play of rookie Marvin Harrison Jr. to this point? Because if we're being honest, I'd rather have Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr. at this point.
Look, it hasn't worked out the way that we thought it would immediately. And I think that certain things take some time. And quite frankly, you know, we saw what Marvin Harrison Jr. was able to do at The Ohio State, right? Like, this kid was an unbelievable football player. And I just think that, you know, Kyler has also grown a lot, too. And I think that there's a little bit of a miscommunication going on there to a certain degree, because I had heard a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the press conference, and Kyler was talking about, you know, look, I don't make the plays to try to get Marvin Harrison involved. That's the coach's job. And I kind of like thought, well, you know, that was sort of like a little bit of a slap in the face of the young guy. But at the same time, look, it is Kyler's job to find the open man, and he doesn't have to force the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. So I think that ultimately that will be a very, very good combination in the future, Steve. But ultimately, you have to give it some time for those two guys to kind of figure each other out. New players, new to the system. There's a lot more going on than meets the eye. But the one thing I will tell you about Marvin Harrison Jr. is this. His work ethic, my friend, is off the charts. So he's like the first guy there, and he's like the last guy to leave. So with that being said, I am more than confident that you give these guys enough reps, they're going to figure it out. And we've seen in a very small sample size what he's done in really short bursts. He's been very explosive and very electric. You know, the other day when they beat the San Francisco 49ers, which I don't know how the heck they did that, but they did. But the week before that, they get crushed by the Commanders. And Jaden Daniels, that's a whole other story. But what I did notice is that if you give Marvin Harrison opportunities in space, this guy can break away from the field, and he is absolutely electric when you give him the ball. So they just have to figure out how to get him the ball in space and let him be his own best friend out there and just run like he knows how to do.
You know, for me, this whole Cardinals experience is all about the job that Kyler Murray is going to do at quarterback, whether or not he's in tune with what they want to do offensively, whether or not he's buying into what they want to do offensively, and then how much does this offense design plays around Kyler Murray's legs, like Cliff Kingsbury is kind of doing for Jaden Daniels out there in Washington. Obviously, you all know about Kingsbury because that was a failed attempt as a head coach in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on how that whole thing has worked with the new coaching staff here in the last couple of years with Kyler Murray and that offense?
I think it's a work in progress, as you kind of alluded to. But with that being said, I do think the year that Kyler sat out when he was injured, it gave him a really, really good perspective on how to run the offense and be more efficient as a quarterback. And to your point, you know, I was listening to a moment of your segment before. You better be worried about Kyler Murray getting away from the defense to a certain degree. If you look at everybody in the league, he's the best, okay? He leads quarterbacks in all yards per rush with an average of a little bit over 10 for him per game. That's incredible. There's no other quarterback that even close. The next closest guy, I think, is at about 7 yards or something like that. So, look, the bottom line is if you were to have success against Kyler, you want to contain him. You want to keep him in the pocket. You don't want to let him use his legs and be a threat that way. That's when he's extremely dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And to that point, I also think that Kyler has learned a lot in the last couple of years, especially that year that he got to sit out. And he is no longer taking unnecessary hits, Sparky. And I think that, that's something that's that goes a long, long way. He wants to play. He wants to be out there on the field. And that's the other thing. You know, I kind of heard you kind of dogging Kyler a little bit. And I was there with you a few years ago. But ever since that injury, he has become a lot more of a student of the game, and he is studying a lot more. So I think a lot of the knock about Kyler was that he was a little immature. He wasn't ready for this big-time stuff. But he's grown into the position. And if you look at what he's done coming back last year and into this season, you can see by his play on the field, he has matured a great deal. And ultimately, this kid is very special. And to your point, I think that this coaching staff has figured out a really good way to use his skill set so that he's not getting crushed anymore. And he's also able to make good decisions with the football, whether it's him taking it and running and getting those 10 yards or whatever, or him making a good play downfield. And I'll tell you what, the Louis Dortch is a guy that he has a lot of confidence in, and I think that's ultimately part of the problem with why you're not seeing Marvin Harrison separate himself, is because there's more familiarity with these other guys that are there. It's just going to take time for him and Marvin Harrison Jr. to get completely on the same page. Give it a couple few more weeks, and let's see how his numbers change a little bit.
This is the thing. I don't think I was knocking Kyler Murray, Andy Dorf. I was knocking what he has around him outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, Trey McBride is a guy that last year everybody got their hopes up for and were really excited about, and a lot of people probably took him in fantasy football. And this year he's been dinged up and banged up and really hasn't been that explosive threat that I thought people thought they were getting themselves this year in fantasy football.
Absolutely true. You know, that's hey, and you know as well as I do, everybody knows, what is a tight end for a quarterback? He's a safety blanket to a certain degree. And the way that McBride was able to play last year, they're missing that piece big time, for sure. They're also not getting enough out of James Conner, who I think is a guy that is one of the toughest hard-nosed runners out there. They need to create more holes for him. They just need to look, were we expecting the Cardinals to be a great football team? Absolutely not. And the weird thing about the division right now is nobody is really looking fantastic. And I wouldn't say that San Francisco in winning last night was over impressive or anything. I really thought that they kind of got a little bit lucky that Seattle made some mistakes and Geno does what Geno does, which is get a little careless and throw interceptions. But they've given up leads in every game. It's insane. And I think that when you look at this division, I hate to say it, but I think the Cardinals are not going to win this division, but they're going to be maybe a reason why Seattle or San Francisco doesn't win this division, just because they're going to play you really, really hard. And that's all they know. You're going to see it from the Cardinals this week. You guys will see it firsthand. I'm telling you right now, they are one of the more impressive bunches. They can be getting their butts handed to them, but they don't quit. They just keep fighting. They know the game is 60 minutes long, and they keep playing. And that's exactly what they did last week against San Francisco, winning that game, which nobody expected them to do. And it's a similar situation going into Lambeau, my friend. It's a tough place to play. It's a different time zone. We've got to adjust to that. But at the end of the day, you know what? Pressure bust pipes, and it's whoever's under more pressure and more duress, that's who's going to wind up having a tougher day. And don't be surprised if these Cardinals play the Green Bay Packers a little bit closer than those experts think they do.
Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports. Hear him all over the country, SiriusXM Radio included. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. I know you also, being a Wisconsinite, probably still follow the Green Bay Packers to a certain degree, what they did last year, what it looks like this year. What has been your thoughts on this Packers team?
I'm impressed with the defense. I mean, that's been an issue for many, many years, you know, and their defense is getting after it. I'm very impressed with the way that the defense has played early on in the season. I think with Jordan coming back from that injury, to a certain degree, we had to expect him to struggle. And maybe the Packers brought him back 1 week, maybe too early, because they were all geeked up about playing the Minnesota Vikings and making a statement. But you know what? Maybe at that time, Malik might have been the better option. But we can't look back. Let's look forward. And I do think that, obviously, the addition of Josh Jacobs is going to pay some good dividends. I think that that could be something of a little bit of concern this week for the Cardinals, because he's a beast. We all know that, how he runs that ball. And, you know, it's about them staying healthy. And you kind of said it, too, about Watson. You know, he's very unreliable. So I think that at the end of the day, what concerns me a little bit about the Green Bay Packers is availability and making sure that at the right time of the year, these guys are healthy and they're ready to go. But I think they have a very good football team. And ultimately, I think the sky is the limit for the Green Bay Packers. Super Bowl is definitely on the mind, and it should be.
He is Andy Dorf. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Andy, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. It's been way too long, first and foremost, and it's really good to be talking sports with you. So anytime you want to do my show, I would love to have you. Maybe we should do it this Sunday, especially because our Green Bay Packers are playing my Arizona Cardinals. So you'll hear from me in a couple hours. I'll let you get done with your show, but I'll shoot you a message, and let's get you on the program this weekend.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it. There he is, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports on Twitter. And again, been friends with Andy Dorf and his brother for quite some time. So always fun having him on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.